Buddy. What happened was, he wigged out utterly before that big-time Edison could wax him proper-like. No sense fighting facts. Race music took nothing like priority. So, next best thing, try picturing brash Charles gussied to the nines for some street parade that notorious cornet rubbed flashy. One sepia tintype survives the slow rot of nitrates, history's soft sizzle. And there he is, tuxed up with his band boys in front of a canvas drop cloth, ready to get outsized as horn folklore, the first. They said he could be heard 14 miles off. They said he always wore red undershirts. They said he drank. They said a lot of things. Some odd bits must be true. There lived a man whose name cut to the still quick left behind by imaginary one-off jams, bygones. Sheet music curls like peeling wallpaper, like the lapels of moth-eaten, overexposed suits foxed to its legible edge. The preservation societies pretend to remake songs long since curdled to mute, the damaged stuff of dirt-clogged, melt-mucked grooves. But truth to tell, each aftermath, half in love with deadness, spreads its rancid butter like a blurred shadow on his plain brown toast. The dark backwards of unrecorded time.